On the November 1st edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with former Cavalier guard Roger Mason. Mason recently made the roster for the NBA's Washington Wizards.
Roger, it's great to catch up with you. You and I were just talking off the air. You've had a great camp. Tell us about the fit with the Wizards and how successful this fall has been thus far.
Yeah, well, good to talk to you again, too, Jed. So far, so good, man. You know, I'm back home, back in the area, and more importantly, on the basketball side of things, things have gone great for me.
How did you catch on with the Wizards? Did you choose them? Did they choose you? How did this marriage come together?
Well, actually, they followed me last year when I played in Israel, which was a great experience. And I always work out down here, and I've had pretty good games against the Wizards in the past. So, you know, they came to my agent and, you know, offered me a partial guaranteed contract. And, you know, I turned down, you know, more money overseas, but this situation seemed like a good one.
Did you have other NBA offers at that point, or were the Wizards the one that really jumped out to you?
Yeah, I had a few other situations, but there's no question that the Wizards, you know, popped out at me, you know, not only because it's home for me, but the basketball situation just seemed better.
Roger Mason is with us on the Best Seat in the House. The basketball situation in Washington, elaborate on that and what makes that situation with Eddie Jordan and the Wizards so attractive.
Well, you know, their style of play, you know, it's built for guys like me, combo guards, you know, not necessarily pure point guards, but guys that can shoot and play a little bit of both positions like Gilbert Arenas and Antonio Daniels do for them. So, you know, I'm that mold of kind of player, and I think I fit in well with the Princeton offense and cuts and so forth. So it's working out so far, and hopefully things will continue to go well.
When you looked at that system before the preseason and the fact that they're so guard-reliant and guard-heavy, did you feel that there was a greater opportunity to make that squad because maybe they take, you know, five or even six guards on their roster?
Yeah. Well, one thing I've learned over the years with this business is you never know. But, you know, I definitely did think there was a good chance for me here, you know, if I produced and tried to be consistent. So, you know, things aren't done yet. I still have a lot of work to do, but thus far things have gone well.
What have you been most pleased with your overall level of play in the preseason, Roger?
Well, my big thing is just consistency. You know, I've, you know, improved my shooting and ball handling and overall play, but just doing it out there on the court is a different story, and I've been able to do it thus far, and I just need to continue doing it.
A three-year Cavalier now on the Washington Wizards training camp roster. Had 22 the other night. Roger Mason talking some basketball with us. More than anything else, you're healthy. What a relief, right?
Big relief, yeah. Got injured in that Wake Forest game my junior year, and it came back to haunt me a little bit during the draft as I got hurt again. So 8-month surgery and rehab was tough, but I'm finally healthy now, and I'm just looking forward to the future.
I know you can't look back, but boy, is it hard to think about the fact that you have an injury in college, and you wouldn't think it could hamper you for 2 or 3 or 4 years, but I guess that's how injuries can work sometimes, right?
Yeah, you know, I never would have guessed that in a million years. You know, I missed no time when I was down there at UVA with the injury, but I got re-injured during the draft, and it kind of haunted me my first stint in the league. So, you know, now I'm healthy, and I've learned, and hopefully I'm ready to move forward.
Biggest things you learned from your first stint in the NBA before you went overseas, what were the biggest lessons you took out of that?
Well, just the type of work ethic you have to have and consistency to really make it in this league. You know, a lot of guys come and go, but, you know, just watching different guys, being around the Scottie Pippens and, you know, being around the guys like that to teach you and see how they've done it, it really helps you. But the biggest thing is definitely the work ethic and just staying persistent.
Roger Mason is with us. When you're away from the NBA for a couple of years, does it make you almost want it even more and have that itch to get back?
In a way it does, you know, in a way it doesn't, actually. You know, I played in Israel last year and had a wonderful experience, you know. Obviously, I made a lot of money, and that was nice. But more importantly, it was a great experience for me to see a different culture and play the game I love. So really, we're all fortunate to be playing basketball. And, of course, my hope was to get back in the NBA. But at the same time, you know, there's other avenues and other ways, you know, to play ball and still have fun.
It's like As the World Turns with Roger Mason. I think we need a map to follow your career the last couple of years. tell us about the world traveler that you've become and where you've been in the last couple of years overseas.
Well, you know, obviously I got traded from Chicago to Toronto, so that was out of the country there. I guess that was a little tune-up because when I left Toronto, I went over to Athens, Greece, spent about 5 months over there. And then, of course, last year I was in Jerusalem, Israel, for 10 months straight playing over there. So I've been a little bit everywhere, and when I played in Israel, we, you know, traveled to different countries also.
I mean, forget the basketball. You're living in Jerusalem. That's a once-in-a-lifetime life experience, isn't it?
Definitely is. You know, I lived in Jerusalem, saw signs to Bethlehem, and picked up a little Hebrew on the way.
There you go. Did you take some history classes at UVA to prepare you for these world travels?
Yeah, I took a few classes my first year, but nothing to prepare me for actually living in Jerusalem.
How much do you mature by living overseas and just having to deal with the cultural transition? I mean, again, forget the basketball. There are so many other dynamics that you have to put together in your personal life.
Well, yeah, you know, you're over there by yourself, and, you know, you learn a lot about yourself. You have a lot of alone time, and obviously you get to meet a whole bunch of different kinds of people and different cultures. So it's good, but, you know, it makes you grow up pretty quick.
Roger Mason is with us. All right, let's talk about the Wizards a little bit more and the guards on that team. You've got Gilbert there, and really they've got a bunch of good guards on their roster, Antonio Daniels and Deshaun Stevenson and guys like that. How much have you learned from being around players of that caliber, especially at Gilbert Arenas?
Well, you know, he's definitely the most talented guy I've been around. You know, I've played with Vince Carter. You know, I've played with Jalen Rose, and I've played with some pretty big stars in their prime careers. But Gil is a special guy. He's a special player. And, you know, you pick up a lot from him. You see his work ethic. You know, he's a little wacky sometimes, but he's in the gym a little after midnight sometimes, getting shots up, and you see how he works in practice. So, you know, if your best player does that, then I think everybody else falls in line.
Yeah, it sets the example for the rest of the guys. Okay, I know you're a little busy right now, but any plans to come back to Charlottesville at any point soon?
Yeah, I'm definitely planning on coming down there, you know, whenever our schedule permits us. I still haven't met the new coach down there, and that's one thing that I definitely want to do. I actually, Reynolds came down to our inner squad scrimmage down in Richmond, so I got a chance to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting big things out of JR this year.
So you haven't met Dave Leto. What have you heard about Dave Leto and the new look Cavaliers?
Well, actually over here at Washington, we have Billy Campbell as an intern. So
okay.
He's told me a little bit about his style. He's very demanding, and I think that'll be good down there. Obviously, I think he's a great recruiter, and seems like he's a good coach too. So I'm expecting big things. I got to get down there and see that new arena, though.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Does it seem almost amazing how fast time can fly when you consider that it doesn't seem like it was very long ago that you and Mapp and Watson and Rogers were the new guys on campus? Pete was the coach, and you were playing at U-Haul, and now 5 or 6 years later, it's like everything has changed.
Well, yeah, I definitely remember that like it was yesterday, and I tell people all the time, you know, those are my best 3 years of my life so far. Just being down there in Charlottesville and at Virginia, it was a great experience for me.